Today we're going to discuss DNA profiling, and hopefully by the end of the lecture you'll understand how it works and why it's useful. As I'm sure you already know, DNA is a molecular structure that contains the specific genetic information for each living organism. The encoded information is determined by a sequence of units. The order of these units is what provides the instructions for the development and functioning of every living thing. What you might not know is that all humans share about 99.9% of these sequences. Still, there is enough of a difference in DNA that scientists can actually distinguish one person from another. The first time DNA sequencing was performed was in England in 1984 by a geneticist named Alec Jeffries. His method of DNA fingerprinting, as he called it, was commercialized in 1987. Of course, today it's widely used in solving crimes and to determine whether people are related to each other. This is because the test was nearly infallible and therefore could provide conclusive evidence. On top of this, the test need not be completed with a blood sample necessarily, and therefore a tissue or follicle was able to close the case. There are several ways to do this, but the most commonly used one today looks at sequences called VNTRs, which stands for variable number tandem repeats. More specifically, we analyze the short tandem repeats, or STRs. Simply put, these repeated sequences are unique enough to tell individuals apart because they vary in length. Each variant represents an allele, or pair of genes, belonging to that particular person. These alleles are not necessarily unique to a person in the sense that two different people can share the same genes. However, their combination would be unique. Unique gene combinations begin with the fertilization process in reproduction. Humans have 23 pairs of chromosomes, and each of these contains hundreds or thousands of genes. These genes are then combined in the DNA strands, and it is this combination which is unique to each person. However, since genes and chromosomes are inherited, children will often share characteristics and patterns in their parents and other family members. This is why two males who are 1.8 meters tall, blonde, blue-eyed, and of blood type O positive may have similar genes but not the same DNA. In other words, we expect the VNTRs to be similar among relatives, but it's highly unlikely that two unrelated people would share them. The method of determining what the alleles are is fairly simple. It begins by adding an enzyme to the DNA and heating it until a reaction is achieved. These reactions cause replicates to form and allows testing for a larger sample base on a sample that originally was small. Analyzing the STRs is better than previous methods because it reduces the required sample size. It's not as time-consuming and it leaves less room for human error. Using STR analysis, the odds of an accidental match between two people who aren't identical twins is, in theory, about 1 in a billion, although it's sometimes a little more complicated. So now that we have a DNA profile, what do we do? Well, that typically depends on how it is going to be used. If we're working with genealogy, as many private companies do, we can determine family relations and ancestry through DNA profiling. This can then be used in genetic testing to help determine any hereditary diseases, but there are always laws restricting this. These laws were put in place specifically to assure that private companies and insurance companies would not hold bias against those who had a genetic predisposition to one disease or another. The thought process behind this is that this would make the access of said person to adequate medical care more difficult. Of course, in countries like Germany, where healthcare is a right, the use of genetic testing to deny coverage or to increase the premium poses serious ethical concerns. And in all developed and developing countries that have a non-discrimination clause in their constitution, the use of genetic testing by employers poses a similar ethical quandary. How do we protect people while not harming businesses and the economy? For many, the answer was simple. And this use has been banned. Secret paternity tests were also a problem. The issue is that while the tests are nearly infallible, they're only that, nearly infallible. This led to a couple high-profile cases of mistaken identity when men tested positive for paternity tests for children that were not theirs. There's also the necessity to take a sample from the child in question. Were this not enough for a paternity test, blood is often the required medium to ensure the highest level of accuracy. This means drawing blood from the father and doing so from the infant. This caused moral discrepancies among the general public, despite professionals avowing the safety of the system. On the other hand, if the DNA is for a criminal investigation, the profile is entered into CODIS, a computer database controlled by the FBI. It contains different indices, including convicted offenders, forensic evidence from unsolved crime scenes, and missing people. Using algorithms, 13 STR regions are compared and the gender of the person is determined. Any matches produced can be used by law enforcement or prosecutors in criminal trials, not only to identify but also to exclude suspects that don't match the profile. DNA profiling is a relatively new technology, but it's not just used in recent crimes. Sometimes DNA provides new evidence in old cases and can be used to overturn wrongful convictions. So DNA is a fledgling technology in the sense that we have much more to learn about its possible applications. Despite the learning curve, however, we have managed to make good use of the technology and help to advance studies as wide-ranged as genetics, biology, evolution, forensics, and criminology. For those of you who are interested in this exciting revolutionary field, do not be discouraged. As you've seen, there's still much to discover, and who knows, you may even find the way to turn off the disease gene and help cure patients before they're even ill one day.